이 시간 은혜 받으실 말씀은 학개서 2장 9절 말씀입니다.
The scripture for today's message is Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and guests, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who established and has been guiding this church for the last 34 years. I give thanks to all the guests who have come to celebrate this joyous day. I welcome all of you who are here in this blessed place. We have, in this service, we have guests from more than 20 countries. And I give thanks to all of them, especially many presidents, bishops of denominations, church associations are here, and I give thanks to them too. I give thanks to all the pastors, workers, and members who have been with Manmin since the opening. I hope all of those who are attending their service on ZCN TV and Internet, all of the country and all of the world, will receive the same blessings as in here. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have a happy and joyful day, giving glory to God to the fullest degree, in the grace and love of God who is with our church today. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, we can divide the history of our church into three phases. The first phase is from 1982 to 1999. The second is from 2000 to 2010. And from 2010 is the third phase. And especially from 2016, we say it is the full-scale third stage of takeoff. Continuing from this past Friday O'Light service, now let us delve into the glory of the 90s. Romans 5:4 says that proven character brings about hope. In the 90s, I went through a great trial as a pastor, but it fulfilled the conditions to have great hope. It is that I was dismissed of my pastorship from my denomination. This church was growing up rapidly, and it was becoming the biggest church in the denomination. It was not long after the opening. And some pastors were jealous and wrongfully accused me and this church. Finally, they decided to dismiss me. But the council they decided didn't even have the proper number of council members to do it. I can't remember exactly, but there were about 200 council members, so most of them went back, and there were only about 40 people left. And only with that number, they decided that. 1 Peter 2:19 says, "For this finds favor if, for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. As said, God caused all things to work together for good. He revealed His glory in a different dimension than before, through me and this church." It is that He let us establish a new denomination so we could freely preach the will of God without unjust hindrances from anybody. On July 1st, 1991, we established the United Holiness Church of Jesus Christ and came to preach the fivefold gospel. Also, as an individual, I passed the great test. God allowed even greater power. Our enemy devil and Satan had instigated evil people to destroy me and our church. But we were innocent in the eyes of God. So the final outcome was that we gave glory to God. For the next 7 years since that time, from 1992 to 1998, I and the church staff were very busy. we held many Christian events in our church. And this orchestra, choir, choruses, dancing teams, soloists, ushers, and voluntary workers of our church served in various Christian events held in other places. Many famous pastors of other churches used to say, it's difficult to hold an event without Manmin Church. For example, in August 1992, the World Holy Spirit Movement Crusade was held at Yoido Square. The estimated number of attendants was 1 million. I took part as one of the executive officials. Our church provided this orchestra and 200 choir members for praises and more than 400 volunteers for traffic control and security. Other than that, I supported various Christian events whenever I received a request. And year after year, there were more requests for support, and the praise teams became very busy. From 1993 to 1996, I was invited to meetings of Koreans living in the United States. In 1993, I went to Washington, D.C. in August and to L.A. in September to speak for revival meetings. In 94, I went to Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. I was invited to L.A. once again in 95. In February 96, I delivered messages for a crusade and pastor's seminar for Koreans in Hawaii. The churches there had many conflicts between the pastors and church members. As for the church where the meeting was held, many members had left due to dissension, and only 30 or so members remained. At first, the members were opposed to hosting the meeting in their church. But after the first session was over, the members were blessed and their attitude changed completely, saying they wanted to treat me and bring to me various things. After all the meetings were over, the pastor confessed with tears, saying this church is having these problems because of my arrogance. It's all my fault. The pastors put all the blame on themselves, and the church members also changed. So many members that had left, they came back. I spoke for two pastors' seminars during my visit at that time, and I gave them confidence. After the seminar, an elderly pastor confessed with tears, "It's not the members' fault, but my fault. I was evil." Another pastor humbly said, "I thought of myself as a spiritual teacher, but I will learn everything from the start again." Such changes of pastors also took place in Argentina in July 1996. I spoke for a pastor's seminar with the title, "Secret of Church Growth." The organizers expected about 300 attendees, but more than 1,000 people gathered, and they had to move the location to the biggest local church. The pastors asked for more messages, so the seminar that started at 10 continued, skipping lunch. I could finish the message only after I promised I would come back the next year. As I promised, I led the pastor's seminar in Argentina once again in October 1997. The local attendance was more than 8,000. The total attendance was more than 8,000. In the 90s, the gate of evangelism in Africa and Japan opened to us too. In July 94, I spoke for a church leaders' seminar in Tanzania. God showed many wonders during this seminar. When our delegation arrived in Tanzania, the pastor said, "Pastor, it's very strange. We don't usually have any rain in this time of the year, but just before you arrived, it continued to rain, and now the weather is very cool, and there is no air pollution." After the in Africa, some areas it doesn't rain for several months. But during the dry season, it rained. After the seminar, I visited a Maasai village and delivered the gospel to them as well. Dr. Myung Ho Chung interpreted into English. And the next year, he was commissioned as a missionary to Africa. Since then, he has been spreading the gospel and awakening African souls all over Africa. Now abundant fruits have been born. This year, 869 churches joined us as branch churches, and now we have more than 5,000 branch and associative churches in Africa. In January 1994, we sent our first missionary to Japan to begin our missionary works in there. In November the same year, I led a crusade in Ida. And in 1996, I led a crusade in Shinshu. In every crusade, we gave glory to God through many signs and wonders. The missionary works in Japan continued, and now we have 12 branch churches in Okinawa, the southernmost part of to Hokkaido, the northernmost part. In the 90s, we did active missionary works through broadcasting too. In Good News from a Distant Place of Far East Asia Radio from March 1990, by Washington Korea Radio from August 1990, by Busan Christian Radio from December 1992, by Iri Christian Radio from November 1993, by Cheongju Christian Radio from February 1994, and by Washington Christian Radio Station from May 1994. The broadcasting hours increased every year until it reached 900 minutes per week. It was actually record-breaking to broadcast so many sermons. So because I had to record 900 minutes of sermons a week, it was kind of overwhelming. So I once began to bleed during that time. Also, some of Christian radio shows of Feist Broadcasting Company and Christian Broadcasting Station were recorded in our church. A special open radio show, Renew Us, for the 40th anniversary of Christian Broadcasting Station, was recorded in our church on December 8, 1994. Feist Broadcasting Company recorded a special open radio show, Our Church, Good Church, in our church on December 10, 1995. While we were busy with the domestic missionary works, we held 2-week special continuous special revival meeting every year in May. We started it in 1993 and we had it for 12 consecutive years until 2004. On May 5th, 1993, I was moved in my heart during the prayer for the sick in the evening session, and I prayed for the infertile couples for the blessing of conception. And so many couples that couldn't have a child came to give birth around the same time next year. Fiery works of the Holy Spirit took place every year in the revival meetings and glorified God greatly. So I prayed for the blessing of conception. And many couples received the blessing, and the same time, around the same time next year, many couples gave birth to children, and those children are growing up, and they have grown up very well. Those whose bodies were completely broken due to traffic accidents became normal. A premature baby weighing only 1.2 kilograms and having so many problems in the body was healed and grew up healthily. One year there was a person who had just had a stroke and was unconscious. He was brought on a stretcher and he regained consciousness and a new life through prayer. He practically died after the stroke, and his wife was a woman pastor. And that pastor, it looked like he already died, but that pastor had faith that my husband will be healed upon the prayer of Reverend Jerome Lee. So she brought him to the church in an ambulance. Because his wife is a pastor, he is with the he's attending his wife's church, but he used to come often. We cannot mention all the amazing works of power that took place every year. And you believers here are witnesses to those miraculous works of God. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has shown us unceasing power. We don't have revival meetings nowadays. The reason is because we don't have enough space. Because there will be so many people once we hold a revival meeting. So many people get healed and glorify God, but we don't have enough space, and in every worship service, it is packed with people, and we can't really have it. So when we build a new sanctuary, we will resume the revival meetings. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has shown us unceasing power. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, we've been diligently working since the establishment of the denomination in 91. Then we went into a new phase through the three tests in 98 and 99. Daniel was thrown into lion's den and his three friends into a fiery furnace, but they did not die because they didn't have any sin. There was a great turn of events and God's glory was revealed. Yes, our church surely suffered because of the three tests. But because it's a church built upon a rock by God, we could never collapse. Those hardships became the foundation for the glory of God that was going to be revealed from 2000. It's been a long time, but you still remember. Many of you. There was this broadcasting incident in 98. And we recovered all the honor, the fame, which were brought down by the defamation of the broadcaster. We won all the lawsuits against that broadcasting company, so they made an official apology. Many times I was reminded of the sufferings of the Lord on the cross while I was going through those three tests. Even in the excruciating pain, Jesus interceded for those who were nailing him on the cross. And I am thankful that I could follow his example. As for those who forsook the grace and tried to destroy the church, I did not hate them but only had pity on them. I just prayed with tears that none of them would fall into destruction but repent and receive salvation. I did not pay back evil with evil, but only with goodness and love. This filled up the measure of justice, and a different level of glory began to be revealed through this church from 2000. This broadcasting also, it was a finished blow in physical sense. If it were other churches, they would have been destroyed. But we have solid rock. We have very solid faith, solid members, couldn't be destroyed. And through many lawsuits, we won all the lawsuits and we gave glory to God. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, now I will talk about how we have been glorifying God in the second phase from 2000 to 2010. Through the message, I hope we'll give glory to God the Father and inscribe on our heart the dream and vision for the future of Manmin once again. The year 2000 is a year worthy to be commemorated for Manmin. It began with the miracle of bitter, salty seawater changing into sweet, drinkable water in Muan. We have a branch church there in Muan. And they had the well which produced only salty water. So they couldn't use that water, so they had to bring fresh water from kilometers away through a pipe. And I prayed for them from here, from Seoul, hundreds of kilometers away. And that the water in that well, the seawater, salty water, changed into drinkable, sweet water. And today, many overseas members, guests, they visit there many of them today. And it's the year the explosive works of power began to go out to the whole world. Right from the start, I did not care about the reality, but I just obeyed God whenever God commanded me to go to a certain country. We had the first United Crusade in Uganda, Africa. But the preparations were not easy in the reality. It's because of the disturbances by Korean missionaries. Seeing this, I was heartbroken as I was reminded that it was the same race, the Jews, who were the ones that disturbed the ministry of Paul the most. But that does not mean a crusade conducted in the will and providence of God would be stopped just because people's hindrances were severe. The great turn of events began to take place from the moment I set foot in Uganda. TV and dailies, many press, they disturbed our crusade. But the moment I stepped on the land, everything stopped. And many ministers came and greeted me at the airport. And God especially moved the Minister of Justice to help me from beginning to end. He attended the crusade and witnessed the powerful works of God. He was not just amazed and touched. He came to my hotel room to receive my prayer. And God had prepared a woman pastor. God sent her from the United States to Uganda to prepare the way for me. She had seen me in her dream in 1993, and she was astonished when she saw the wall posters of the crusade 7 years later. She realized I was the one whom she had seen in her dream. So she spread to others that I was a man of God. Along with explosive works of divine healing, the crusade was also introduced to all of the world on CNN. Those explosive works in the crusade were reported by the CNN too. Especially, there were many AIDS patients in Uganda, and many of them were healed to glorify God. In the same year, we had a crusade in Nagoya, Japan. It was like a preparation process for the next crusade in Pakistan. And yet, God healed so many deaf and mute people to reveal how great the power had become and how greatly those works of power would be manifested in the future. In the crusade held in predominantly Islamic Pakistan, we had another turn of events by overcoming the hindrances of the Muslims. We can see how great the aftermath of the crusade was through the ministry of Pastor Tashik Gill, who is now conducting a ministry in Pakistan. We have 348 branch churches in Pakistan now. You can't preach gospel because it's an Islamic state. And of course you will be persecuted. You can't even go to jail for preaching the gospel. But God told me to go. So I obeyed and went. And there were threats of terrorism, terrorist attacks, bombing, so many things. Whether there is terrorism or not, God commanded me to go, so I didn't worry at all, as you know very well. I only obeyed with thanks and joy, and it wasn't really, we didn't get any hindrances, actually, and we only glorified God. The aftermath is so great that we can see the great ministry through Pastor Tashik Gill, who is now conducting a ministry in Pakistan. Many Pakistanis remember the crusade held 16 years ago, and they eagerly want me to come to them once again. We also have been doing TV ministry there through Isaac TV. It is also bearing great fruits. So after the crusade, we have this Isaac TV in Pakistan, and they broadcast almost 24 hours. So they broadcast my sermons. almost 24 hours a day. They have a lot of viewership, and they broadcast to all over the Middle East. The Pakistan Crusade could be considered a historical event that strengthened Christianity in Pakistan, along with tremendous divine healing works. In 2001, in the Pakistan Crusade, because of so many threats, they gave the permission for the crusade, but when the time came, they just canceled it. All of a sudden. So we protested, and they said, it's canceled. If you say so, it's a law. So it's canceled and you can't have it. And we tried to persuade them, talk to them. Already many people gathered, so we asked them to open the gate, but they didn't. But then I had peace in my heart. So we were inside, and the people, they were outside the metal gate. And I was inside, and I was sitting there, and I felt drowsy. I took a little nap. How can you have a nap in that kind of situation? And I took a little nap, and God moved my heart. At 12, at noon, the gate will be opened. So don't worry at all. So there was a Pastor Sangtae Kim beside me. So the gate was closed at 9. And I took a little nap. And then it was noon. And then right at noon, the gate opened. So those who were outside waiting, they rushed in. So we were locked inside because of the gate. And our praise teams, they were singing inside. And exactly at noon, the gate opened. And there was this minister, S.K. Tressler. He heard about this, and he came all the way. He was to go back to the capital city and then to Japan. But he heard the news about this, and he canceled his flight and came to us, and he called the police chief to open the gate. And he commanded the chief to open the gate. So, because it's the order from the minister, the chief of the police, he opened the gate. So two of them, the minister and the chief of police, they came together. And he even gave a greeting, and he made sure that there was no disturbance about this crusade. Suddenly, there were a lot of armed police. There were a lot of armed policemen. Because of the order of the ministry, you know, to protect this crowd from terrorism. So they were protecting the area by the command of the minister. So it became a blessing for us. Because we could have had maybe some kind of incident, or we couldn't have this meeting at all, but because of the protection of the minister, we could freely conduct our crusade and seminar. So even at night, there was such a big crowd, and the stage was about almost collapsed because of so many people, because so many people came up. But there was a woman, college student, who had infantile paralysis, who was leaning on crutches, and she touched my car, and she was healed just by touching the car. Also, transcending time and space, there was a woman who was dying in the hospital, and somebody, sister, her sister was living in Daejeon, and she asked me to pray, and at that moment, she was healed back in Pakistan. Now she is in college. She is such a healthy woman now. That healing took place right at that moment when her sister received a prayer from me. In 2001, we had the crusade in Kenya, which let many Africans remember my name and the name of Manmin. The Uhuru Park, the crusade venue, was packed with people, and it was a great scene to watch. 8,500 people signed up for the pastor's seminar, which was many more than expected. Just for pastor's seminar, 8,500 people. On the day before the crusade, the local TV broadcast a special program to introduce my crusade in Uganda and Pakistan for 30 minutes. This brought 300,000 attendees, which was the biggest crowd assembled in Kenya's Christianity. The Kenya Crusade made my name known, not just in Kenya, but also in many other African countries. This became a stepping stone for Reverend Myung-ho Jung, our missionary to Kenya, to begin his ministry there. We also held the crusade in the Philippines in 2001. During our crusade in Philippines, there were two typhoons, but God drove them away through my prayer. Although it was the rainy season, God controlled the weather conditions, so we had no problem during the crusade. It was raining hard with thunder and lightning, but the meeting place itself had no rain at all. In other areas, there were thunders and lightning, but our crusade location was okay. The drivers, guides, and even the local press said it was very unusual weather. There were so many signs and wonders too. In the press conference, some of the reporters, they asked me, there are two typhoons coming toward that place. And how will you have the crusade? So I said, don't worry, the typhoons will either die out or will go away from here. So you don't, the crusade, there won't be any problems. And they asked, how can you guarantee it? So I said, come and see. The blind will come to see, the mute will speak, the lame will walk, and you will witness all these works. That was my answer. So it happened. And as I explained, I always tell the people to come and see directly. If you come and watch, it is all true. So for any crusade, many local TVs, they broadcast these crusades. So in some cases, more than many broadcasters, they broadcast to more than 220 countries. Many national TVs or other private broadcasters, many broadcasters, they televise this event, crusade. As soon as I mentioned rainbow in the message, God showed us a circular rainbow around the moon. There were also many kinds of rainbows that God showed. So I had a chance to explain about the rainbows in the message. Then right at the moment, although it was at night, there was a rainbow around the circular rainbow around the moon, and the people in attendance, they were cheering, and the pastors were so amazed, and they were so touched. A man who was almost dead was brought back to life through prayer. Numerous diseases and infirmities were healed by the Most High power of creation. From this crusade, the level of my power was completely changed. It's because God gave me another level of spiritual authority from that time. 90% of the Filipinos are Roman Catholics. They say they believe in Jesus Christ, but in their actual lives, they worship people, including the Virgin Mary, which is a wrong practice of Christian faith. And I boldly proclaim the truth to such people to let them understand the incorrectness of their religious practice. Knowing this very well, the enemy devil and Satan employed many ways to disturb our crusade. So was the case with Honduras crusade. They are mostly Roman Catholics. And it's, they usually worship the Virgin Mary, so it's not easy to point out that point in a predominantly Roman Catholic countries. But they never protested or anything. They all agreed. Because it's true, all my messages, they were true. Nobody really argued back. Even in a Roman Catholic church, there were many Roman Catholic priests too. But I see that they accepted all the messages. But before the power of God, the pastors who are interfering with our crusade hid themselves. And at the farewell party, the local pastors apologized to me on their knees on the behalf of those who interfered. Before the power of God, the schemes of the devil will fall and the glory of God is revealed. In 2002, we held a crusade in Honduras, which was described as Hurricane Jesus by the press. The explosive works in signs and wonders increased all the time. And especially this crusade was like a gateway to send me to Latin America. One of the major dailies of Honduras had pictures of me and the Pope side by side. And it was such a great contrast. It was a predominantly Roman Catholic country, and the Pope was visiting, or there was this photo of the Pope. In the photo, I was preaching with the title that said, Jesus Christ Heals Today, but the Pope was not in good health, with somebody helping him at his side. I don't know how this happened. It was as if God was giving a preview of my ministry at the end time in Latin America, where majority of people are Roman Catholics. After the crusade in Honduras, there are many branch churches, and also this year, Pastor Susan Lee visited Honduras, and she even met with the Vice President of Honduras and prayed for her too. And in every missionary trip, we have many branch churches. Many branch churches are established. And there are many converts. In some countries, hundreds of branch churches are set up. In case of Philippines, there are more than 1,000 branch and associative churches after visiting. And there are many people who convert. So, there is a revival. In case of Honduras, how much a percentage of Protestants increased? And God is doing a great mighty works. We have many guests from other countries, pastors, bishops, and I hope you will cheer up. And I will, I'm planning to help with the ministry. And God is saying, you can't go to just one country. So they will have to unite. They'll have to be united crusade of many countries. So for example, like in Europe, many countries will have to unite. And it'll be a Europe crusade. And Latin American crusade. Not just the one single country. And the problem is with people. We don't have big enough space, big enough place to hold so many people. Of course, the broadcasting, it's okay, they can broadcast anything, but so we will have to think about the ways to be able to accommodate so many people. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you. Thank you for coming to celebrate this 34th anniversary. Many press people, I give thanks to them too. And many from my hometown too. I thank you. And please pray for our church. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Father, thank you for blessing us through the message. Thank you for Father, give them the faith to accept God, accept Jesus Christ, and receive salvation. Also, there are many prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them. Isaguchi Rika of Japan, the atopic dermatitis, go away. Yao Lan Xiang is praying for the construction of the church. Father, bless them. Gita from India, the stone in the body, be healed. Rani Kapoor, the after effects, complications of a kidney transplant and diarrhea, be healed. Daishi, let the fetus girl be changed into boy. Father, show your work transcending time and space. Father, let the fetus be changed into a boy. Tree in light come. Tree in Ju, give her the blessing of conception. Light come. Liu Ji Hui, rhinitis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Du Lin Jung, gastritis. Du Ju Xing, let her recover hearing. Ho Chang Qing, your blessings in the lymphatic glands. Liu Kun, arthritis and toothache, be healed. Chen Hun Jie, allergic rhinitis, be healed. Liang Li Dan, stomach problem, be healed. Chen Hui Wei, shaking, be healed. Han Min Suk, skin disease, be healed. Zhang Zhu Quan, addiction to computer games, be healed. Li Fing Yang, better pass the exam for the civil worker. Father, bless them. And there are viewers of In Victory and TV in Russia. Lay your hands on them and bless them. There are hundreds of prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on them, bless them, and be glorified. Father, thank you. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Father, all the internal organs, protect all the internal organs, all the cancers, metastasized cancers, be healed. All the germs and viruses, be healed. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. All the germs and viruses, go away. All kinds of germs, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health. All the skin diseases, go away, be cleansed. Light, come. All minor diseases, go away, minor illnesses, go away, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light, come. Father, thank you, be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.